guys, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Pray with Lois. As usual, I trust last week was amazing for you. And if it wasn't, I hope this week is going to be great. So, today we're going to be looking at Psalm 139, 7, and 8. And then, like, last two verses. So, I was reading this chapter of the Bible and I was just focused on 7 and 8. But the heading is, I'm going to read from a contemporary English version. The heading is, "The Lord is always near." So 7 and 8 says, "Where could I go to escape from your spirit or from your sight? If I were to climb up to the highest heavens, you will be there. If I were to dig down to the world of the dead, you would also be there." And it's just trying, if you read this Bible chapter, rather, you would find out that the name suits it. The Lord is always near. Sometimes you think you're hiding, or sometimes in your little knowledge you feel God wouldn't really care, or God wouldn't really mind, or what does it really matter? But in the end, it's like God is actually really there. You can't run away from his spirit. And I thought I was just going to stop there, but then I was trying to peruse and my attention was dragged to 23 and 24, the last two verses, and it says, "Look deep into my heart, God, and find out everything I am thinking. Don't let me follow evil ways, but lead me in the way that time has proven true." And this is so profound. I don't know about you guys, or I don't know if someone has this kind of feeling like me, you know, because I'm just gonna be real. There's some times where you want to do something that you know God is not going to like. Sometimes where you see some certain temptations that the flesh just wants to yield, but you know the spirit is saying otherwise. And it's like all these prayers really matter, because God actually hears us when we say, like, when we actually say, "God, this is it. This is the status quo right now. On my own I cannot do it, so help me out." So this is me trying to say that, you know, whatsoever you're going through, God is always near. God is always there. He's hearing, he's listening to you. He is as close as you want him to be and as far as you want him to be. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you. Lord, we cannot do it on our own. Like, we cannot. It's not even debatable. We have tried in the past. I don't know about anybody else, but I have tried. I think I have tried a little in the past and I have failed woefully. And this is a total surrender for me. This is a call for total surrender for someone out there that is struggling, that is fighting. Lord, we ask that you help that person to surrender and trust you, trust your will, trust your process, trust your timing, that in due time you are going to prove everything through, that in due time everything is going to work out as planned, and that you are going to help us in times of our need, because you are not going to give us what we cannot handle. Lord, we bless you, we exalt you, because this week is secured in your hands. And we say thank you, because this is the confidence that we have, that while yet we have prayed, you have answered. So guys, thank you for staying tuned. I hope that whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, you always remember that God is near. Do not forget to check out our website, loispiration.com. We have amazing, amazing, amazing content that you can relate to, places you can visit, you know, top-notch things. Just look through and have an amazing week ahead of you. See you next time.